Hello, hello. I know the chat is usually in Discord, but I think I'll try using YouTube this time. Man. I know I literally just got out. I literally just stopped streaming like 45-ish minutes ago. Or maybe an hour ago, I don't know. But I feel so stupid. I had to stop stream to take a call. You good, homie? I don't know why I'm like this right now. I'm usually okay, but I've been crying for the past like half an hour. And I don't know what something wrong. Well, I don't really know. I'm usually fine. I think there's just been a lot of stuff built up. I was like really winding myself the first like few minutes. Couldn't even breathe through my nose. You okay? I'm fine for now. What did you do? I don't think it's anything I did. Or I hope it's not anything I did. You'll be better now. Well, I mean, the only thing that's changed is I cried until I was exhausted. I don't know. I just thought I would do a space. Because otherwise, I would just be like stuck in my head. I was contemplating for like a good bit, because I don't really. Me, as a viewer, I wouldn't want to like listen to someone cry. But here I am. Here we are. You want to vent or just chat and get distracted from what happened? I don't know. Venting sounds pretty good right now, but I don't really. I don't want to like push stuff on other people, but we know you're a sad girl. We are prepared for it. I don't know. I think the call was like, I don't know, I'm usually not that affected, but I think there was just like, there's just a lot of stuff built up, and I think I just got pushed over. That's something crying does provide relief. I mean, I guess. I don't even remember the last time I cried. It's been a while, I think. Also, there's like people talking really loud. I don't know if you can hear. You're a sad girl, and we're here to fix you. I don't think there's anything to fix. I mean, there's a lot of things that's wrong with me. I don't think this is something that is like a fix kind of thing. Always hard dealing with stuff like that. The noise or I mean, it was like, it's a stupid bear parents thing. And things piling up or something really bad happened. I wouldn't say something bad happened. It's just, nothing bad happened. It just, words were said that made me feel bad. I think it's just been piling up for a really long time. Parents can be pretty insensitive, yeah. Don't know, man. It's just like, remember, like, a few months ago, like, the end time of, like, the academy year, last year. I say last year, but it was only, like, a few months ago. Man, now I'm like snotting. That's disgusting. I was getting like really physically ill a lot, like throwing up and stuff like that. And I didn't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure it's because I was way too stressed out. And I wasn't going outside like at all. And like now that I have been like going outside and stuff like that, like actually enjoying myself sometimes. Like Father Bear really just has the gall to tell me. He has the gall to say you're having too much fun. And I know it's so stupid, but like, feels like all the work I've done was just completely invalidated by that. And I think it's not just him, like, I don't know. I think I've just been feeling like that for a long time. And like so like as a sarcastic response, oh, it's just like you want me to just stay inside all the time? I can just not go outside like last year. And he was like, okay. What do you mean by that? The one small thing that just breaks the bag. Yeah. Basically. I don't know. It feels really stupid. Don't know why I'm affected that much. I'm usually okay. Do you ever push back against those attitudes? It might not feel right to do it though. Eventually you'll have to. That's what I was trying to do when I was like sarcastically saying I could just stay inside all day. And he actually just went, okay. Like, what the fuck? After having fun and also got yourself in a path and academy that you want. Yeah, I mean, it's another thing. I don't think he's really happy with what I'm doing in academy either. It still sounds like he wants something else, but it's not like I can do that. Why, according to him, is having fun bad? Does he ever have fun? He never has fun. He's a legitimate workaholic. I'm not even joking. He's an actual workaholic. I don't think he has any hobbies. Breaks my heart to hear you like this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hope you can pull through. Family can be dumb most of the time, but we know how good and talented you are. Don't let anyone undermine your effort. I mean, it's just, I think that's just like one thing, I guess. I don't think that's the sole thing that. Like I said, I'm usually fine. I don't know why that hit me harder than usual. But yeah, anyway, it's good to cry, Urka. It's healthy. Well, I don't know if it's really healthy if I can't breathe. That doesn't really sound like the best. I think it's healthy to be able to get oxygen into your lungs. Can't talk for you, maybe because you felt invalidated. I mean, well, yeah, but yeah. But there's been moments like that before. I guess like I said, it built up too much, I guess. I don't know. Breathing is directly tied to how healthy you are. Yeah. I think I need to breathe to stay alive, so maybe I shouldn't cry until I can't breathe. But I guess it does feel, I will say, it does feel a little good. I seriously can't remember the last time I cried. It builds up, it really does. Yeah. There's other stuff too I won't talk about. Not even your auntie Facebook exactly. But like, I don't know. It feels stupid to me. It feels stupid to me because there's like a lot worse things that could be happening. It's one thing if it's a random person, but coming from family cuts deep. Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I feel like it shouldn't have mattered that much because I know coming from him, he's a literal workaholic. So I don't know. I feel like his. I shouldn't really care that much. Feel refreshed after crying? Oh. Yeah, but another thing is I get really sleepy afterwards. I have to wake up early. Hopefully I can wake up. Hopefully. We'll see. If I can't, I'm kind of screwed, but whatever. I don't know why I'm saying whatever. It's kind of important. Don't know. I have a terrible habit of just brushing things off. Works hard so children can have an easier life. Angry that children have an easier life. Honestly, honestly, man, yeah, that's kind of weird to me, but I guess I don't know. He's been in that mindset for too long. Sometimes weird, seemingly small things can trigger it. It's not stupid. Some emotions just be like that sometimes. That I guess that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something I think I've been feeling for a while, but I just never thought of it at all. Like when things come up in my head, I just don't think about it. I just brush it off. And then suddenly something will make me tip and then I'll be like, why? Why is this happening? They eventually learn that they aren't doing the things they are doing for their children. It's really for themselves. Honestly, I don't know what he works for. I think he's just literally just addicted to working. That's probably it. I don't think there's really anything more to it. Probably also doesn't know how to communicate that well what he's thinking. Well, that is true. But like, I know what he's trying to say, I guess, but I don't know why they're trying to assume what I'm doing. I just noticed someone requested to talk. I don't know if that was an accident or not. But I think I am not taking requests. I don't know if that was accidental or not. Your problems and emotions matter. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I don't know. For me, it just feels dumb. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not used to dealing with. I'm not used to really thinking much about what I'm feeling. So it feels dumb to me. Not thinking about feelings or exploring them is how you have overloads like now. I don't know what to do with them. I've been there, still have to remind myself to grapple with it. It's not like you can just like have a small burst of emotion, like choose to have small bursts of emotions from time to time. Or I don't know, can you? I have no idea. I have no clue. Just do it, everyone, to see who lets me on. I see. Want us to take turns complimenting you? No. I'm okay. It feels very awkward when people are all of a sudden like all complimenting. Really didn't think of my emotions till I was years out of college. It was rough to deal with why I didn't understand how I felt. I mean, I think about them once they're like super overwhelming. That's probably not the best, but I don't know. It's kind of inconvenient to think about them every time they happen. My mouth is very dry. Emotions aren't very awesome all the time. Yeah. Especially when other people also invalidate them. Oh, why is my mic dying? I'm not using it right now, but the stand is dead. It's a Urfgang, what do you call it? It's like the AA groups, except it's not for alcohol. And it's just me talking. Hi, I'm Urka. Hi, Urka. Man. The more familiar you can get with your emotions on a consistent basis is, in general, the more in hand you can keep them when things spike. I don't know. I've always just had like major outbursts like every 2 years or something. And that's my coping mechanism. I guess this is my quota for the next 2 years, I guess. Everyone has to figure out their own emotional texture. Everyone's composition is different. There's depth to every emotion. It's too hard to understand abstract concepts. It's too hard to understand. I can't see them. I can't easily find them. It's too hard. Hit the release valve every 2 years. It's like the spit valve on the brass instruments. Except instead of every half an hour, it's every 2 years. I feel a major Zen loss coming like 2 days in advance. I don't know, maybe I do feel, okay, that's, I think I've been feeling the Zen loss for, like, maybe like, a month. So maybe that's what, I don't know. But you can feel them. I feel things. I don't know what exactly they are. I know when I feel bad. I don't know what specific emotion it is though. Sometimes I try figuring out, and I'm like, it's too abstract for me. Moving on. Yeah. The little vent on the pressure cooker. Yeah. Speaking of pressure cooker, I tried cooking rice in my pressure cooker for the first time like last week. And I accidentally forgot to like put the little vent thing on the right part. So while it was cooking, the valve was on the vent. the vent setting instead of the cooking setting. So I don't think it came out fine. The rice actually came out fine. But I was really scared because when I didn't realize until the end, and I was like, there's no pressure coming out when I hit the valve. So I thought it would explode in my face when I opened it. But I guess that's not how it works, because the pressure was just coming out as it was cooking. Good that you were able to take some time off with your friends to recover, then even recognizing something is wrong is progress in understanding your emotions. Yeah. We actually ranted really late one night. And yeah, it was nice. It was nice. There were many things I was feeling that I was like, am I dumb to feel this? But we ranted into the night, and I was like, no, I guess it's not dumb to feel that. But that was like something else, I guess. Not completely separate, but. You wouldn't be able to open it anyway if it had pressure, so no worries. I don't know. I feel like I could open it if it had pressure. It would just explode, right? Aren't there stories of early pressure cookies? Not pressure cookies. Pressure cookies? Pressure cookers? Exploding? I can speak. Definitely. I have a lot of trouble sleeping, so I just lay in bed and think about everything just to reflect and sort out my thoughts, sometimes cry, but maybe not everyone can be their own best friend. I can't. If I have trouble sleeping, thinking about those things make me not be able to sleep even more. I make it a point. I actually make it a point to push everything away while I'm trying to sleep, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to sleep. When I close my eyes, I'm like, okay, we're not gonna think about that. Throw that away. And then I force myself to think about something not related to my life. And that is where my tried and true method of writing fan fiction in your head while you're trying to sleep, it helps. It helps. Sorry, Urka, but I can hear your nose do the little whistle sounds. It's making me smile a little. I can't breathe, okay? My nose is so clogged. It was at one point, I was sobbing. I was sobbing pretty hard. And I straight up could not get any air through my nose. I had to stand up and jump around. So this is already pretty good. You're literally in one of the most difficult places in your life right now. It's very normal to feel all these things. Generally, the most changes in your entire life happens in this time period. Wow, that is not a relief at all. Man, it feels like so much is supposed to be happening, but not a lot is happening, but also a lot is happening all at the same time. And I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. men. Because it really feels like I'm not doing anything. But also, I'm doing so much. But also, I'm not really doing anything. Like, not really meeting that many people. Just because I don't know how to talk to people. And, like, Father Bear wants me to be doing one thing. The people at the thing I'm actually doing want me to do another thing. And then I stream too. So many things pulling me in so many directions. I'm just going, where do I go? What am I supposed to do? I don't know. I guess I'll just stay here. You're not doing much that makes me depressed looking at myself. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it. I mean, I really thought it would be more eventful. Back in Higher Academy, I thought life would be more eventful. I mean, I guess it is more eventful. It is kind of more eventful, but, like, it's eventful online. Which is kind of different, I guess. You're supposed to do what you want to do. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm doing that, I guess. But there's... There's so much. There's so much happening. It wasn't what you expected. Well, I mean, I didn't really expect the world to go into apocalypse, you know? That probably changed a lot. Wow, okay. Father Barry text reminders, please complete by this weekend. Oh, okay. Alright. Don't want to look at that right now. Might have to zoom out a bit in order to see the real progress. Might be tough to see from close up. I mean, if I take my Higher Academy brain, put myself in my Higher Academy brain, I guess I'm doing some pretty cool stuff. But also, like I said, last academy year, the amount of times I went outside for fun, I can count on maybe one hand. Maybe two hands. Maybe two hands. The world ending made it hard to socialize at uni. It really did, especially because I started that way. Really, really wasn't it. Starting academy online is not the way. emotional instincts of a brick. Do I have the emotional instincts of a brick? It just felt like they were inconvenient, so I don't want to deal with them. When it comes up, it comes up. Don't really. It gets in the way. Not you, him. Yeah, he doesn't really. Yeah. Father Bear, I don't think he really feels that much. Maybe like annoyance and anger, maybe. Gotta schedule your mental health days, or they'll schedule themselves. Oh no. I can't schedule mental health days though. There's always something going on. Or, I don't know, another thing that like makes me super anxious is like, at any given time, anyone could just be like, hey, we need you here now. And I just be like, okay. Sad but funny that the world almost ending went to this moment and we all being here together. I mean, that's true. If the world wasn't almost ending, maybe I wouldn't even be here at all. Cause the world almost ending gave me a lot of free time. Which made me start to do my JP reps, which led me to Marine. So, you know, it's not all terrible. Man, my eyes are gonna be so nasty tomorrow. Maybe not nasty, but actually, maybe they'll look better than usual. You know, last time I cried, I think they looked better than usual the next morning. But I have to wake up at like 7. Shit. I'm gonna eat some ice cream after this too. I have a drumstick left. I learned the hard way with my mom how badly perceptions from a different culture and era can clash with more modern sensibilities. I mean, yeah, Mama Bear kind of understands. Like, it's mostly, like sometimes she'll say things like indirectly. But when I point it out, she'll be like, no, that's not what I meant. I'm like, are you just saying that? But at least she'll acknowledge, you know? But Father Bear just, like, doesn't understand. I don't know. It's dumb. You cannot be sad while eating ice cream. Yeah, I think I'll spend the rest of the night eating ice cream and chocolate and watching YouTube. Unless you guys wanted to hear more about Twilight, I'm down. I actually never... Should I read? You know how I, like, set myself to read now every night? Should I read Twilight? Why are you sad, girl? It's for stupid reasons, Emma. Oh no. Don't come here. Don't come here for the woman tears, Tema. I save that for the streams of sad girl company. You want the woman tears, not stupid reason. I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid. If I start thinking about it, I can generate some woman tears, but I would like to be able to breathe through my nose. So maybe I won't. Not if it made you cry, Uruka. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but I actually, I cry pretty easily. not just, randomly. especially when talking to bear parents, it's an issue. With other people, I'm generally pretty okay. But yeah. Or I'm very careful to not get yelled at by people. So please take care. I'm okay, Tema. It's not something. Nothing bad happened. I just. Words. Words that made me sad, girl. The Twilight books are pretty decent. I don't know if I want to be able to say that I read the Twilight books. I don't know if that's something I want to achieve. Parents are always gonna push your buttons the worst. You expect them to know better. I know. But the thing is, I don't expect him to know better. Never in my life has he ever been happy about me being happy about something, really. Other than maybe Urudog. But even Urudog, he kind of just oh god. I just lost my hearing in one ear. What the fuck? What the fuck? Wait. I think it's back now. I don't know what just happened. That's so weird. Who do I beat? Tema, I don't think you want to beat my dad. That's probably not the best idea. I'm pretty sure it's from the sinuses, yeah. Tema will beat up your dad. No, Tema can't. No, can't. Tema is my dad. What do you mean? No. Man, no. I know he's like that, so I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm being sad girl about it. He's always like that. Someone make a Google form with time slots to beat up Uruka's dad. I don't want you to beat up my dad. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for Father Bear. I don't know. Again, I don't know really if his reasons for working Worm. You know, I'm pretty sure he's just a workaholic, but still, I'm grateful. He gets the bread. He actually like he got a really, really good job like the year I was born. So I thankfully have never had to like struggle to live, I guess. That I am thankful for. Man. I am the one making Urquhart. I am the father. It was all me. Man. It was all Temma. Man. I can't believe Temma. I can't believe we have to beat up Temma now. Urkel people being like that is not an excuse. Take that for life. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I don't know. It just feels it feels stupid to me. You didn't struggle to live. How dare you? I don't know. Like, monetarily, not like I know if I ever run out of money, I know they will never let me die. If I ever need money for like actually like food or rent or something, they'll cover me, but and I'm very grateful for that, but man. I don't want to fight someone she's small but surprisingly dangerous. She's like the smallest one, but also the most dangerous. Probably, maybe, I think. I don't actually. Is she the smallest? I don't really remember. Here we go, back to not being able to breathe again. Why he's coming back now. Man, all the sinuses are here. Sorry. Sorry. And thank you. Ooh, to get glow. Thanks, Tama. Man, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Why am I like this? Why am I like this? Dealing with parents can suck, especially when they hurt you in ways you didn't think they think you could be. That's true. But I mean, I guess it makes sense. I guess it makes sense. It is so hot. Oh my God. I was cold until I put on a hoodie. The hoodie sleeves to wipe my face. Thanks, Tama. I know. Like, I know he probably has good intentions. But doesn't really come out right at all. And it's not like I'm suddenly just gonna choose to, I don't know, be a doctor or something. Yeah. I know. And no, they don't understand. They don't understand. I mean, I understand because I always think like really, really, really hard about everything I say, and I know like a lot of people don't do that, and there's like nothing wrong with that because I tend to overthink. My mouth is very dry. Like, it makes sense that sometimes like meanings won't be conveyed correctly, but even like I even like asked about that. Like, what do you mean? And Mama Bear was like, I never said anything like that, and if I did, I'm sorry. But then it was Father Bear that said it, and he just never said anything else. He was there all the time. He was there the whole time. I should be a lawyer coming every year at family gatherings. They, I know. They do wish for the best, but man, it really doesn't come out right a lot of times. Like, I don't know. I said doctor, but like, I know he actually wanted me to be a software engineer. Did not work out. He really tried to make me learn like programming stuff when I was like 12, and I was like, I hate it. You know, maybe if he didn't send me to that class when I was 12, I wouldn't have hated it, and I would have actually not been so against it. So you know what? It's his fault. Now I'm just blaming people. It sucks being the one who fights to communicate properly and you don't get the same effort from someone. Exactly. Especially because, okay, Father Bear is actually so bad at communicating, like, not even just emotions, like, just communicating in general. I think I said this before, but one time he was picking me up at the airport, and I called him, because I was like, where the hell are you? Of course I didn't say that, but I was like, where are you? And he's like, I'm here. And I'm like, what do you mean by here? And he just kept yelling into the phone, I'm here. And he got so frustrated that I didn't know where he was by him screaming into the phone that he is here. Like, how am I supposed to know where you are? What the fuck? Is a process in Utica still season 1? It will take time to accept tiger parents' way of offering affection. I wouldn't say they're tiger parents. He just, I don't think he really understands emotions very well. Mama Bear's a bit better. Mama Kitsune way of offering affection is still a whole new language to me, and I'm season 50. Are you really season 50? That would mean you're like 70 years old. But yeah. I mean, I guess it is hard trying to like manage a whole like another human being. I don't know. I can't imagine trying to raise a child. But I'd hope I am more communicative than that. If I do have a child someday, I don't know. I'm not pregnant, just to be clear. People who can't understand other people have different perspective and different knowledge frustrate me. Seriously, it's so hard to deal with. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to dox you, Temba. But I guess it's out now that you're actually 70 years old. Grandma Temba. Trying to teach someone to unlearn the fact that how they would raise us serious flaws is almost an exercise in insanity. Yeah. Yeah. It's like things are kind of different now. Things are kind of different now. And then they'll come at me with things like, oh yeah, after school I used to like go to the mall with friends, and I'm like, can I do that? And they're like, no. Like, what the fuck? What are you, what? Urkamana. I feel like I would be not. I feel like I would be more aware than bear parents. Maybe I'd like to think. But also, I would be scared of trying to mold a whole ass human being, you know? Now you are crossing the line, young lady. Grandma Tembaba. Horsema is still a very lovely young lady. Yes, a Horsema. Horsema is very young. Yes, yes, yes. How long do horses live? Oh my god, I can't believe Tema's dead. Bruh, horse lifespan is 25 to 30 years. Tema's already dead. Oh my god. I can't believe Tema's dead. Why do I get roasted here? This is your space. Well, that's just the way it is. Well, if you were a donkey, you would be able to live longer. Donkey lifespan is 27 to 40 years. Worst grandma ever, doesn't bake and all she says is curse words. I think Tema can cook though. Tema can cook. I don't know if Tema can you bake. I don't know. Tema can definitely cook. I asked Tema to teach me how to cook. We'll do that one day. Someday. Being aware of this communication dynamic is already several steps above most people. Don't sell yourself short. Is it actually though? Like, I feel like it's a very basic concept of emotion. I say this now as I push away my own emotions. Why is my mouth so dry? Jesus. Tema can cook for real? Yeah, Tema can cook. What? Why are you... Has anything happened for you to doubt that? Wait. Huh? Can cook, but not good at desserts. Oh. Wait a minute. Not good at desserts. I'm also not good at desserts. But yeah, desserts... I can make mochi. Give me the mochi powder. I can make it. I can mix it with water and steam it. I can make mochi. That's kind of about it. Speaking of which, I have mochi in my fridge. Okay, you'd be really surprised to see how many people never even reach this level, this stage of self-awareness, really. How though? How do you, what? How? I don't understand. How? I feel like people, doesn't it feel like people who like don't are not aware of that and just kind of feel like an, you know what, I guess I guess that is Father Bear. It's really weird, like thinking like about how people process things, you know, like what is going on in Father Bear's head? Does he feel things? Huh. Do people like, are there people who don't feel things? I don't really understand. NPC people. The NPC, I'm the protagonist in a RPG game. It's a major problem. People fall into social media and never understand. They were never taught right. That's kind of news to me, honestly. Okay, maybe not news to me, but every time I think about it, I'm like, every time I think about it, I wonder. They are like the NPCs in Elder Scrolls. Urka, join me in Elder Scrolls. Become a thief like me. I'm not a thief though. I'm a good guy. I don't want to steal things. I just want to run over people in GTA. I just want to kill and run over people in GTA. Make your own path of main character. Commit crimes. I've been thinking actually that I want to start another GTA. Like Fallout is fun and all, but it's kind of way too scary for me. Like I'll revisit it from time to time, but I kind of want to start another GTA, maybe, perhaps. Emotional intelligence is on the nosedive in the world. I don't know. It's just it. I can't comprehend not being able to understand that, you know? I don't. It's a very strange concept to me. Good guy. I just like running over and killing people in GTA. Yeah, I'm a good. I would never steal. I only run over and kill people in GTA. I would never steal thought you were gonna say it. I was considering starting to commit crimes, just said no. I am not considering to commit crimes. I would never commit crimes. Even things that are illegal, I think sometimes I struggle to do things that are like, it's fine. It's illegal, but I don't want to do it. It makes me feel bad to do it. I really want tsukemen right now. I don't know why. I'm craving to. I ate leftover tsukemen. There wasn't a lot though. I'm craving more. I'm kind of hungry. I think I should actually make like actual food. And after that, I'm gonna eat ice cream. I have to wake up at like 7, but you know what? I need food. Emotions are like a language you need to learn to be able to listen and speak to others. I guess so. I guess that's true, but I don't know, how do you like, there has to be something like within you that is like capable of learning it more than others, right? Because people talk to each other all the time and yet still don't learn. You know? Father Bear has lived with sad girls, or at least me, sad girl, for a while, for a long time. And he still doesn't comprehend. You become stronger. Do you not want to be stronger? Proceed. What? I do want to be stronger, but I don't want to steal from people. Trying this heavily taxes the body, no surprise. Yeah, I didn't eat that much for dinner either. There really wasn't that much leftovers. But now I want more tsukemen. I want tsukemen. Maybe I'll get it tomorrow. No, I spent too much money. People's brains work differently. I've met people who only see analytically, and emotions have to be explained, or they've unintentionally hurt people because they just didn't consider their feelings. I mean, I've definitely met people like that before, but it's just like, I know they exist. Like, I've met people like that. It's just, I don't understand how. It's so strange to me. If I get stunted from an early age, then it'll only warp more as you get older. I guess. I can't really like blame him, 'cause he had it a lot rougher than I did, I guess. Didn't really have time to have sad girl hours, sad boy hours, I guess. He was on the grind. Everyone has different capacities. Have you tried to explain this to them and how important it is? I haven't. Because I don't actually like talk to him at all about anything ever. But yeah. I think you might have lived with someone like that. True. Yeah. It's the great mystery of the human condition, my good trash bear. How and why humans respond to things is wild. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I do know that there's people like that, and it's probably not entirely their fault. It's just like, it's so wild to me. Anyway, I think I'm gonna end here. Oh no, someone just came in. Raimi, hi Urka, how are you? I'm doing okay. Doing better now than I was an hour ago. But I think I'm about to end. Yeah. Hopefully I got it all out. My one in every 2 years outburst. Just gotta accept that other people have completely different motivations. I guess that's true. Yeah. Communication is important. It took me 5 years after studies ended to discuss my feelings with parents. Sit down in a room and talk. Sometimes I try, but then the moment I start, I just start crying. And then nothing ever ends up being said. Like, if I try, it's just sobbing. I think if I like wrote it down, if I wrote a letter, maybe that would be better. I give it to them to read. I don't know. It's hard. It do be hard. Okay. I will end here. I apologize for crying in the middle. I thought I was done, but I guess not. But now I think I'm good. I think I'm good now. Okay. Thanks, Tenma. I respect those who talk about themselves. Good job. Good job. Thank you, Raimi. Thank you. Man. Emotions be hard. Rest well, okay? Do not apologize. I will. For maybe 4 hours. I have to wake up early, but I think it'll be okay. Wash face. Yeah. My face is gross. Okay, I'm gonna make some food and then ice cream, and then I guess I'll sleep a little bit. I'll take a nice nap before I gotta go again. But yeah, tomorrow I'm playing Before Your Eyes. It's a chill game, thankfully. It's a chill game, so I'll just chill. Oh no. Oh my god. Before Your Eyes, oh my god, remember, for those of you who were there last time, remember, oh my god, the mom, the mom in Before Your Eyes is kind of like Father Bear. Okay, we'll deal with that when we get there. Alright, Udafa Gang love, Hag love, Tembaba love, and good night. Good night, it's chill game until the eye burns. That's a good point. My eyes are going to be burning from trying to stay open. Okay. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for sticking around and hearing me complain about stupid things. Okay. Good night. I eat.